In the world of jazz, most musicians try and get as good as humanly possible at one single thing. Not our next guest.
I just found out about love and I like it. Yes, I like it.
Camille Thurman is the rare double threat. She sings with vocal chops that have been compared to Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. But she's also mastered a highly technical instrument, the tenor saxophone, as both an improviser and a composer. Both of her talents are on full display in her new album, Waiting for the Sunrise. It's a collection of songs by other artists, reimagined in Thurman's own way. There are songs from a bunch of different genres and styles, from pop to Brazilian to soul and jazz. She assembled a band of seasoned musicians, people who had played with everyone from Ray Charles to Miles Davis. And she told me that they recorded the album in a unique way.
You have this object that's shaped like a human dummy. It's like the torso of a mannequin, and it has the head like a human, and there's one single microphone, and there's a receiver going through the ears.
There was no mixing, no dubbing extra tracks later, just Thurman and the band gathered around that one human-shaped microphone, which captured the sound in 360 degrees.
If you were there, you would have been laughing, because I'm positioned directly in front of the microphone, and to sing, I have to be right in front of it. To play, I literally have to run to the other side.
Wow.
There's some tracks where you can actually hear me walking to the other side of the band to play the horn and picking it up and then putting it back down and walking back in time to sing again.
So that's you playing the sax.
And that's me running and walking.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down. Oh, remember that September.
And you have to make sure you get back in the perfect spot to sing to.
I want to understand how someone takes on two different realms of jazz simultaneously, like sax and singing. Because with either of those, it's incredibly hard to set yourself apart. How old were you when you picked up your first saxophone?
Well, I was about 15 years old when I picked up my first saxophone. And actually, the horn that I ended up getting, it was kind of fate and God, because my aunt's mother-in-law, who I call my aunt, she saw me one day and I was kind of really down. And I was like, you know, I got this scholarship, but I have to play tenor. And tenor is a big instrument. And it's ugly and it's low. And I'm a girl and I got to make fun of me. And she was like, oh, I got one upstairs.
Really?
And it was like a story you would dream of. Like, I call it the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the jazz version. Because, like, she literally said, let's just go upstairs. And I went upstairs. The house is all dark. The stairs are rickety. You open the door, and it's like, and you, like, see all these papers on the floor. It looked like the room hadn't been touched in 30 years. And in the closet was a 1967 Selvern Mark VI tenor saxophone, untouched.
Behind all these heavy coats. No, I'm sort of imagining the book in my head now.
Yeah, it was like that.
So when did you begin to sing?
Well, I had been singing since I was 4 years old, but once I started picking up the saxophone, I would learn the solos by singing it. And I didn't realize that I was scatting. And I remember one day I went to a Jazz in July camp, and I was in the shower, and I thought everybody was gone, so I started practicing my scatting. And one of the ladies later on in the class asked Sheila Jordan, like, hey, is it possible for instrumentalists to sing and scat? Because we think we have one amongst us.
This rare specimen. Yeah.
But then as I started getting deeper and deeper into it, I also started realizing the realities of, society. Like, I would go to school every day and people would ask me all the time, can you really play that? Show me. I want to know right now. Do you really play that thing? And as a young girl, it's like, okay, society's making me feel like there was something wrong with me playing an instrument that
is big.
Is big, or it maybe isn't normally seen with a woman. But then you're like, well, but I want to prove that I could be the best that I could be.
Is there a pressure in jazz, specifically for women, to be vocalists first and instrumentalists second?
You know what? I think it's even outside jazz. I think it's society in general, because it's what's... How can I say it? Like, I remember when I first found out that Sarah Vaughan was a pianist, and it blew my mind away.
You had no idea?
I had no idea when I was younger. And then it dawned on me, I was like, wow... So, wait a minute, the majority of her career was promoted being a singer, and then I found out she was a composer, too. But most of the stuff you hear was the American Songbook. And I was like, wait a minute, how can you just put one part of a person or an artist's gift out there when there's a whole person? But then even today, like, I've had many people talk to me, like, we'll talk, and automatically they'll assume, you're a vocalist. I'm like, well, yeah, but I also play an instrument, too. And sometimes... It kind of, I guess, throws people off guard, like, oh, women actually play instruments, too. I was like, well, yeah, if you read, crack open a history book, you'll see. So I think it's getting that awareness to people to see and to hear that this exists and that there's a high level of it, too, that's really, really good, and that you should consider opening your or expanding your mind to include that into what you think of a musician to be.
To love, so easy to idolize all others above.
I love the story of how you got into scat singing, because you were just imitating the sounds of instruments in your head. And
yeah,
you know, scat singing, it's this dying art, and when I listen to you do it, it blows my mind away. And I hate to sound like such a fangirl right now, but I'm just gonna do it. Can you do a little bit for us? Can you give us a little demonstration of some scat?
Sure.
Yes. Yes.
La da da dee 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 dee.
Saxophonist and singer Camille Thurman. Her new album is called Waiting for the Sunrise.
Waiting for the Sunrise.